90.3 KMBA and new music from Ballroom Thieves. That one's called Almost Love from their new extended play disc, Paper Crown. It'll be in stores on May 11th. Got a little ways to wait for that. Of course, Ballroom Thieves, recent visitors to Anchorage and to this year's Morning Line program as well. Fruition in front of that. They're coming to Alaska. They'll be here, of course, one of the Salmon Fest headliners the first week of August down in Nanilchik, proudly sponsored by 90.3 KNBA. What else we hear back there? Casey Chambers with Pony. We heard classic Hugh Masekela, great trumpet work on Grazing in the Grass. And we started out with a rocker from Parker Millsap. He's got a brand new album. Don't have a release date on it, but it's called Other Arrangements. Fine Line was the track we took from Parker Millsap's new CD. It is 8:27. Thanks so much for tuning in to Morning Line this morning. At the risk of becoming redundantly redundant, the Glen Highway inbound, that is a southbound north of Anchorage, slowed to a stop at most places, backed up from Eagle River to somewhere north of Chuyak. Last time we checked, due to the closure of the South Eagle River exit, some damage to the overpass from an 18-wheeler accident yesterday afternoon. Traffic being diverted. If you're heading southbound, you need to exit at North Eagle River, which you'll have no choice because they have it barricaded off. Wind your way through Eagle River, back out to Highland Road and onto the freeway. So if you're inbound to Anchorage, you're going to be late unless you left like really super early. And it's okay because you go tell the boss or whoever. You said, you know, I was listening to KMBA and Danny said, it's okay to be late. Or even, hey, it's okay to take the day off because I heard it on the radio. Anyways, it is slow going out there. So give yourself plenty of extra time. Plan for tomorrow accordingly. I don't know if I can excuse you 2 days in a row because DOT says it's going to take like 3 to 5 days to get the whole shebang working again. So that's the scoop on that. It is the Morning Line program for Thursday. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chythuk. Yeah, it sure would be a enterprising young person's, you know, I can just picture school children lining up with hot cocoa stands along this detour.
I
don't know. That's probably just the cartoon mind I'm in.
That's a good idea. I remember hiking up a Peters Creek Valley Trail during the summer a couple of years ago, and it was in the 90s, and hiking up this mountain and back down up to Bear Mountain, I guess it was, or something, and coming back to the parking place and all sweaty and full of dust and everything. And there at the bottom of the trail, at the trailhead, a little girl set up a lemonade stand.
Just gleaming in the sunlight.
She made some dough that day, I'll tell you what. But I digress, so please.
Well, speaking of making things and cool stuff that's coming out of Alaska, hey, we've got a guest in the studio, Jamie Bradbury. Good morning. Welcome. She's an author. What's this book you've got here?
So my book is called The Wild Inside, and it just came out. It's available in bookstores now, and it is set in the world of sled dog racing in Alaska. My main character is a young woman who likes to hunt and trap and race sled dogs. And one day when she's in the woods hunting and trapping, she is attacked by a stranger. And the next day, she notices the stranger come into her yard, and he's bleeding from a knife wound in his gut. And it's a wound that would be made by the kind of knife that she carries, but she can't remember what happened in the woods the day before. And now she has to ask herself, am I responsible for this man? Who is he? What does he want? Is he a danger to my family? And the book is really about her trying to figure that out against the backdrop of training for the Iditarod for the first time.
Wow. So really kind of topical for the month of March.
Definitely.
And also exciting. So.
Yeah, for sure.
So how long did it take to write this?
So it took me about 4 years. I actually started the book when I was living in Vermont and dreaming of being back in Alaska. And that was the first draft. And so 4 years later, I finished it up and found an agent and got a publisher.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. You know, I have a full-time day job, so to get my writing done, I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning, write for a couple hours, then come to my day job.
Right. And, you know, I want to congratulate you on becoming one of the top 40 under 40 in Alaska recently. So that's just add that to the pile of accomplishments. Day job. This. And so the book is, well, you know, I see this dog kind of in the foreground, and you got this kind of beautiful cover where everything else is kind of grayed out and or rather out of focus. And the title, The Wild Inside, that's pretty engaging, I think. And was there some How long did it come up take to come up with the title? Is that something that kind of like seems to be like a...
Yeah, the title's like the hardest part. It used to be called The Killing Drink, which is kind of indicative of some horror elements that are in the book. But my publisher thought, maybe that's not the best title for it. So we kicked it around for a while. And actually, my publisher came up with The Wild Inside. And I thought, oh, that's perfect, because it sort of describes the wildness of Alaska and also the wildness that is inside of my character and trying to get out.
That's kind of cool, because it's sort of like a double meaning, you know. Outside Alaska, outside, and then inside. Here we are in Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, so where can people find you with this book? I understand there might be an event coming up.
Yes, there is an event tonight, Thursday night, at the new Writer's Block on Spinard. It's going to be at 7 p.m., and I'll be there reading selections from the book, leading a discussion, and also signing the book. People can also find me this Saturday at Costco on DeBar at 1 p.m. signing the book.
Right here in the neighborhood of KMBA, so that's pretty cool. So tell me about the Writer's Block. Is this a new place?
Yeah, it just went up on Spinard. It opened just a few weeks ago, I believe, and it's really cool. It's a fantastic space. They've had a ton of events. I think an event almost every single night there. And they've got a great little cafe in there, so you can come by, get yourself something to eat, stick around for an event, and maybe even buy some books.
And the author will be there today, tonight, at what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. Okay, cool. So anything else you'd like to share about this?
Just that this book came from my love of Alaska. You know, I didn't grow up here. I'm originally from Illinois, but I moved here about 16 years ago and fell in love with the place. And my book really reflects that. I mean, I'm just in love with the land, and there's a lot of terrain and landscape in this book. So,
sounds fantastic. I look forward to reading some of that.
Thanks Danny? A lot.
Okay, thank you very much, Frank Chaitlik. And thank you, Jamie, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much.
Look forward to reading it. 8:34, coming up, Grateful Dead, Birds of Chicago, and more.
When you file online for your 2018 Permanent Fund Dividend, every Alaskan can support KNBA through Pick, Click, Give. With just one click, you can donate a portion of your PFD to make a difference. KNBA serves our community with great music, news, and Native cultural programming year-round. We hope you choose to support KNBA and Alaska's Native voice when you pick, click, give for causes you care about. Kuyana.
News programming on KNBA is sponsored by BP Alaska, fueling Alaska's future.
Artists pour their heart and soul into their work, so it can be a balancing act when it comes time to putting a cash value on it. Do you charge by the hour? What about the size? And how much are you willing to accommodate a customer who asks for a lower price? We'll hear how artists are answering these questions on the next Native America Calling.